Our story is about a sage in the time of the Talmud. His name was Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina. And we know that in the period of the Talmud and the period of the Mishnah, the rabbis used to be professionals. They used to have a job that they supported themselves on the side. They'd learn much of the day and they'd also work. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina was a talented tailor. And one of the wealthy Romans once called him to his house to prepare clothing for the man and his family. And he's sitting down and working, preparing the clothing. And suddenly the Roman enters the room and he sees that the Roman has something up his sleeve. He's holding a bowl with roasted meat. And he places the meat before Rabbi Abba and he says, "Eat! You're working here already for a few hours. I don't want people to say that I'm starving you." So Rabbi Abba said, "No, thank you." And he tried to explain to him that he doesn't eat meat that is not kosher. If the animal wasn't slaughtered properly, etc., then the food's not kosher. But the Roman, he knew that. He was no fool. He knew that, and he wasn't interested. And he said, "Eat. And if you don't eat, I'm going to kill you." And then Rabbi Abba looks, and he sees that the Roman didn't only bring meat with him, the Roman also brought a sword with him. Now, what's he supposed to do? He looks at the door. He thinks, maybe I could run, but he might be quicker than me. And Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina at that time was unaware of the halacha that says that if it's either give up your life or transgress a mitzvah, that on most mitzvahs, a person should rather transgress than give up their life. That's on the condition that there aren't 10 Jews present. You know, if it's one-on-one and there are no 10 Jews present, so in general we say pikuach nefesh overrides, unless the non-Jew is trying to get the Jew to forgo the religion, if it's a time of Shemad. Or it's one of the three weighty mitzvot. So Rabbi Abba decided that he's not eating the meat, and he said, "You want to kill me? Kill me. But I'm not eating that meat because the Torah prohibits it." And Rabbi Abba is thinking to himself, he's going to say Shema. So the Roman, to Rabbi Abba's surprise, he threw the meat and the sword and left. And the Roman said, "How did you know, Rabbi? If you would have eaten the meat, then I would have killed you. I just wanted to test you if you really believe in what you say you believe. And this is the way it should be. If you're a Jew, you should be a real Jew. And if you're a Roman, you should be a real Roman." And we see that Hashem took care of Rabbi Abba, that even though technically it was mutter for Rabbi Abba to eat that meat, Rabbi Abba was unaware of that halacha, and in that instance, that actually saved his life. Had he eaten, then he would have gotten killed. He meant for the sake of heaven. And in truth, that's what saved him, that he left the Romans' house in peace.